Hello there. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff again, and I'd like to greet you in the name of Jesus. I'd like to continue our thoughts on the coming of the Lord Jesus. You know, I would like to remind you of a few things. Here it is in the United States of America, the end of December, the end of a year, when many people like to remember the Lord Jesus' birth. And unfortunately, most of Christianity and most of the world has no problem remembering that Jesus came into the world. And it's kind of noble that they still think of him. But I'm afraid and I'm convinced that the world and most Christian religion as we know it today has no problem with Jesus being a baby. Actually, I think they like Jesus being a baby. They don't like to think of him as the resurrected, glorified Savior. They like to remind themselves that Jesus is just a little helpless baby. But Jesus didn't come in the world to be a baby. He came into this world to save sinners. He came into this world mostly to set up a kingdom. To set up a kingdom in which righteousness and peace would rule. I would like to remind you of this Jesus that's coming back. This same Jesus that ascended up on the Mount of Olives that day, the angel said would come again in like manner. And I'll say, blessed be the man that's ready, and woe be unto the man that's not. He says over here in Revelation chapter 1, he said that he is coming with clouds. Let's look at verse 7 of Revelation 1. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. And then the pronouncement from the mouth of the Lord, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Then we'll drop down to verse 11, and we hear another proclamation out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus, saying, verse 11, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book. Here he's speaking to John, and he's pronouncing to him what to do. And then he said in verse 12, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with the garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. So this same Jesus said he's coming with clouds. And every eye is going to see him. He said he is the first and the last. And when John looked to see him in this vision he was having, this wasn't the coming of the Lord. That was prophesied, but he just saw the person of Christ walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And this resurrected, glorified, majestic God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and the land and the sea and all that is therein. Look at what he looked like. His face brighter than the sun. In his mouth proceeding a two-edged sword. His feet glowing like molten brass in a furnace. His voice like Niagara Falls, the sound of many waters. A golden girdle, a white garment down to the foot. Jesus is majestic. He is holy. He is bright and shining. This is the Jesus that will return one day. Thank God he came and fulfilled his word. They shall call his name Emmanuel, and he shall save his people from their sins. But oh, don't think of Jesus as a baby. Remember him as your coming king, the righteous judge, the holy one. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. It's going to be a blessed day for the Christian and a horrible day for the sinner. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet God? Are you like the rich young ruler today? Is there just one thing thou lackest that you might be made perfect? Oh, my friend, whatever it is keeping you from being ready, if Jesus would return today, or if you would die today, I would bid you get it right. Time is short. Behold, he cometh with clouds. Behold, I come quickly, saith the Lord. Well, let's pray. Dear Father, I pray that you would help all of those listening to be mindful of the coming of the Lord and the great day of judgment and of the holy, glorious Jesus that we're going to see. You said every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. You said every secret thing will be revealed. There will be nothing hidden on that day. You're a God of holiness and a God of justice. May we be a people ready and holy and waiting for your appearing. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that none of us hearing this message today would miss the great day of the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for your call today. 099 would access the voicemail if you would like to leave a message.